Okay, everybody. Today is Friday, December the 8th, 2017. And so, as usual, we clear the date because last year's date and the years before that normally cord you to events in the distant past. So clearing this energy from you for today. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. Okie doke. That should help you out with that. So let's bring up the light beam or beams on your monitor screen or screens. Going to bring in some peace energy for you. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay? And now we're going to help you out with the situation as you might be having, releasing you from one of the timelines. So think of it now. What's bothering you, bugging you? It could be pain or something, or just an emotional situation. So releasing that from you, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we'll see if our co-host is all ready to go. You out of the BBS studios, Kathy?
Yes, I'm ready to go. Hi, Ron. Hello, everyone. As Ron said, today's Friday, December 8th, 2017, and we're on BBS Radio Station 2 every Friday night. And Ron just cleared us of some timelines we could be on, the date, and brought in the light beings for us to enjoy their peace energy. So if that was all too fast for you, I'll just back up a little bit. The light beings are the beautiful photos of kind of like picture depictions of faces and dolphins and medical like insignia that you can pull up from your healings. Also, there's plenty of light being images on the VBS Radio Creation Lightship Healings page, as well as on the creationlightship.com page, which is Ron's homepage, where the healings we discuss on these four BBS radio shows are held online. So you would want to put that up because they project out to you peace energy, which can be very soothing and grounding when we talk about certain matters, especially on the Friday night show. Sometimes things come up that are a little bit unusual and could have some paranormal aspects to them that you don't really want to discuss with other people and don't normally encounter. So if you've got a situation like that that you are aware of, or something that might have happened to you in the past that you want to clear and get cleared and gain more understanding, Ron can look into it for you and give you some of his valuable input from divine source energy, and then you can get assistance on how to clear that. Okay, so now to contact Ron during this show and in any time of the day or night, we have a website, creationlightship.com, and on it there's links to the radio program. On that, there's links to the fast chat feedback form, which is anonymous submissions. And you can send your requests or comments and reactions that way. Also, through our usual radio show email at clsquestions@yahoo.com. And that's for radio show questions in particular. All other matters that are personal, or if you have issues with your PIN number or something like that, that are more, a little bit more confidential, you would want to write to Ron directly at creationlightship@yahoo.com. So, Ron, we've got some paranormal situations and some requests for healings. Which would you like to start off with first?
Well, we could do a healing first, so maybe we can alternate them or something.
The first healing request is for sadness due to, I guess it's due to what's going on the West Coast as far as out-of-control weather elements and people having to relocate and extremely unusual circumstances that are causing potential danger and sadness, I guess. So
okay,
that would be the
so
first one, Ron.
Okay, let's do a clearing for that. And it could even be from your distant past, too. You could have been involved with something where you have energy there without even knowing about it. So here we go, releasing energies here from, I guess, sadness, trauma. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. That feels pretty good. So we are doing battles. If you're a time-traveling soldier, we are battling aliens out there. Some things are coming, you know, from the planet here, actually, too. So these are all deviant energies that are here causing problems. So I've been working maybe the last couple of nights, I think, on those satellites that they triangulate and put down energies for fires. So whatever's doing it is, you know, will be probably, you know, I think hunted down too. I keep getting the picture of the Vatican quite often. I haven't had any research or data about hitting the Vatican yet, but I do get pictures of that for the last 2 days. So anyway, regardless, whatever's happening, the soldiers are out there and, you know, we're taking out these things that are causing harm. They just don't give up. So back to you, Kathy.
It's good to hear what's going on with the time-traveling soldiers. I know people who are in the sovereign soldier military are curious as to why they may feel or sense certain things. And anyway, we are very grateful to you and the soldiers, Ron, for being out there on the front lines and in the trenches. That's got to be very tough. Okay, so should we move on to the next healing request?
Yes, that'd be fine.
All right. This is a healing request for a body part, the eyes, please.
Okay, eye energy. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And also taking away energetic cordings that could be attached to the eyes, too. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Okay, there we go. So to see if that is helping. What I will say yesterday, I don't know about today, but I know yesterday the sun was so bright, it was like one of those, you know, tremendously bright LED flashlights, you know, like you couldn't even look at the sun. I looked at it for about a half a second and took about a minute to recover my vision. That's how strong it was without seeing, you know, blurry stuff, you know, to get back into focus. So I don't know, they're doing that the fake sun again. So I may have to look into that to see who and what's causing that. You may have it in your area, too. I don't know. But anyway, back to you, Kathy.
Speaking of sun, yes, we had extremely bright sun in our area. The usual the usual kinds of sunglasses, the Ray-Bans, just weren't enough. So now, Ron, there's another request for a healing. It's an emotional healing. Shall we read that one and
Yeah, I'll do that, sure.
Okay. This is related. It's of healing for fear due to emotions felt while listening to unpleasant news lately.
Okay. So maybe it was, you could do the media clearing too. That could help you out a lot. When I do the clearings live now, it can help you, but it may not be all that you need. But here we go. So unpleasant news. So probably being upset, I would guess. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. There we go. That's pretty good. So back to you.
Incidentally, Ron, on Wednesday, you offered the media clearing that you just mentioned on your website. creationlightship.com for $50 unlimited. Now that is a major bargain, and that media clearing has a multitude of uses. So whether you're experiencing emotion because of the media clearing or just because you have impressions you want to rid yourself of that keep flashing across your mind, or you know you've been imprinted by images that you've seen on the news even as a child when you were too young to comprehend what you were looking at, and it has affected you, this media clearing is by far the most vast clearing of its kind ever, anywhere, that I've ever seen. For only $50, and guess what? It's unlimited. Is that correct, Ron? Unlimited?
Yeah, you first got to buy it, I think, for $20, and then from there you can get the unlimited for $50, yes.
Okay, so still, that's a fantastic bargain. And all you have to do, if you already own it, or let's say if they've already bought it, most people already have it, right? So if they already have it, they can just buy the unlimited, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Just send me an email if you want with a donation on that, I guess, and I'll send you over the codes. Or I think the codes, I can set it also to, the CLS questions, and the codes can help you out too.
Yes, and so please, listeners, when you do such a thing, do forward the receipt and send a copy to clsquestions@yahoo and also creationlightship@yahoo so that we can clearly see that you've purchased it, and also your email address will be showing, so we can write back to you.
Great.
Yeah, okay, so Ron just did three clearings. He did eyes, cording, and energy removal for any possible injuries, sadness, and fear. So if anyone felt anything, like maybe some energy shifts or something tingling on the right or left side of your body, that's normal. That's part of the healing effects. And everyone feels the healings differently. Some people's face get flushed, or they start wanting to release a lot of extra air, like a yawn. So can you let us know if you felt any such thing over those three healings that Ron just did in a row? And also, maybe you might want to think about if you need that media clearing or not. We get a lot of good testimonials about that clearing, Ron. Over the years, I don't have it up and visible, or I would explain just how many elements of it has. So it has a benefit of clearing emotions, too, just by getting rid of the images and the media imprints, which is a real bonus. So we have another request for a physical healing, Ron. It's sort of alien-related. It's for scalp critters. Could you possibly do, I don't know what that is, scalp critters, but, they just really itch, whatever they are.
Okay, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There we, that got released there. There we go. So that should help you. I'll do a clearing for to help the enslaved aliens here. Ones that want to leave to get out of here. Here we go. So I'll count to 100 to help them out. You might feel your room change. Your body might twitch. Sometimes you become extra hot. Sometimes your body temperature actually drops. The room might feel cold to you. Just many things happen as they leave. So here we go. I'll count to 100, and they'll be scanned and get released out of here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, that should maybe help you out. So, what's next, Kathy?
Well, let's move on to some paranormal topics. Thank you for that alien removal clearing, and let's just say bye-bye to them. So long, good riddance. Glad to have them go. We really appreciate that, Ron, because a lot of us just got off work, and we haven't had time to run that ourselves. So it's good to listen to the show without them hanging around bugging us. Okay, so our next item is of paranormal interest. And it's kind of unusual, but you may have seen it before. It's a painting from a Flemish artist that a listener submitted by Art de Gelder, and it's from the year 1710. It's entitled The Baptism of Christ. And it's showing in the picture, Ron. It looks like a mother and the baby together with people standing around. They might be near some water. But above head is a round disc with lights in the middle. And the picture depicts light beams coming straight down on the two of them. So it shows you a disclosure of aliens from way back when, and the person sent this because they remembered you said that Jesus was not actually baptized. So this person must
correct.
Have.
Yeah.
Do you think this artist got this picture downloaded to them and then transferred it on to Art?
Yeah, I would say so. Yes. Uh huh. So yeah, it just shows you that. They probably had more disclosure back then about UFOs. And they probably walked amongst the people even.
Yeah. Okay. Before we get too far off the subject, we just mentioned the media clearing, and someone just sent in a comment of a person who owns the media clearing, and this is how they are using it for right now. They're clearing the subliminal message they hear that says, eat more food, buy more stuff. It could also say, buy more stuff, eat more food. And they found out that a German researcher says that message is running behind TV shows. Okay, so
wow,
now you're wondering
why
you're hungry?
Well, now you know why you have snacks when you eat.
Okay, so that's a good example. Thank you, listener, for sending that in. That will make people, you know, realize that. Well, by the way, you can let us know, too, if how that worked for you, that media clearing. Okay, someone's asking, Ron, about the skin aura clearing. Before we get too far off the clearings, they have a skin aura clearing, A-U-R-A. It's not on the website. You have to order it special, and they own it. It's $200, but they're asking, they don't know why in the second half of the clearing there's relationship courting put in there and dislike, judgment, and racism, etc. How does that work with your skin?
Well, okay, first of all, when somebody cords you, they look at you and they cord you. So what's the first entryway into your body? You know, they're going to see your skin, so they're going to, you know, cord your skin. And so that's why it's put on that way. In the same way with, you know, the relatives and things. You normally, when you think of a relative, you're not thinking of how their lungs look, right, even though they have lungs. Or heart, you right away think of the picture normally of their face. And maybe you might even have a picture of what they were wearing at that particular time. But normally you're going to see a picture of their face, which is what is being courted when you hear or think of that person. So that's kind of the way that would be for most people. So the skin is being courted, and that's where the entry point is into the body. So does that answer the question, Kathy?
That answers that part of the question. There's another part of the question, though. So they also own the whole life clearings for cording, energetic cordings, addictions, etc. So is that another element that works in conjunction with this skin aura clearing, or is it totally separate?
Totally separate. The whole life clearings are exactly that. It's your whole life clearing for that energetic body, okay? So you need to separate your energetic bodies from your physical body. Energetic bodies are not your physical body, in a sense, because they're invisible. Your physical body is physical, and you can see it. And so when we talk about, like, being energetically corded with something, then that would be an energetic cord being attached to your physical body. That's the difference. We're not talking about it being attached to your energetic body. It's being attached to your physical body. So you need to look at the clearings that way, and you can notice that there's a completely different way of looking at the clearings. The whole lifetime clearings clear out your energetic bodies that are contaminating your physical. And because you cannot physically see your energetic bodies, you're not going to necessarily put out an energetic cord to them. It's going to go to somebody's physical body the way it looks physical. So back to you.
So the underlying message you're also giving is that there is more than one energetic or etheric body going on in us. There's lots of them. And so your healing here, skin aura, is beneficial to the physical part of our body.
Yes.
So, okay, now, if they are working with the incident box and the aura clearing, they would like an example of what to put in that box for the subject of time. Now, for me, I just put in numbers that I see a lot in years, or dates. Okay, so that's sort of like the, to me, the natal barcode removal sort of numbered thing. And what do you say about that, Ron?
Yeah, that sounds fine. Maybe somebody else could comment if they put something else in there, but that's, you know, the most common thing that people see is particular letters or numbers all the time and how that's connected to you.
Yeah, because, I mean, time, it's the word time. What would you put else otherwise? My childhood, a time of my life, you know.
Probably an incident that you're dealing with, you know. A date of when something happened to you.
Yeah, just like you would do for the natal barcode removal.
Yeah, I would say very similar, yes.
Well, that's what I do because, you know, I really don't want to put a whole lot of pondering into this. It just wastes time for me, and I just know that the healings are going to work. I just trust them. Anyways, but it's good to ask these questions. I certainly had no clue what I was doing at the beginning. And this aura, skin aura clearing, has quite a lot of elements to it that we've talked about it before, of course, on different shows, that are, you know, make you wonder if you're doing it right. So, you know, I always appreciate when people take the time to write out their questions at the risk of feeling like, wow, I must be out of it, but you're not. These are challenging in a way, but the reason is they are very thorough. I mean, Michelle talked about it on Wednesday's show. If you want to listen to the archive of Wednesday, December 6th, and she has had a lot of experience with that healing. Now, we're just trying to give you some ideas of what you would put, not telling you what to do. However, the incident box also lists talking. So for me, Ron, answering this person's question the best I can right now in the short amount of time we have is that I would just put where it says talking. That's, to me, the same as words. How about certain words we've all been hearing that are coming from mass consciousness that people are kind of copying? You know those words I mean. You hear them all the time. the way people address each other.
You could do that, and also you could use the keyword, alien keyword intercept, and also put it in your NATO barcode. So whatever you hear a lot of, that's a program that they're trying to hook you up to.
Some of those words, I think, really work well in the skin aura healing, because when I hear them, they kind of make me feel like someone ran a fork down a chalkboard. I just know I've got to clear them. And it helps my physical body clearing those words on this healing.
Yeah, it takes it out of your auric field that will connect to your physical body. So you're hearing the words going to your body. So your body's taking it in. Probably more so than your ears.
It's true, because the whole body reacts kind of like a shudder. I mean, there's a lot of words I really don't like hearing, and that's what I notice most. There's words I do like hearing, and I notice those, but I don't mind them, so I don't notice them. So anyway, in any case, words you hear a lot, I just, my basic rule is words you hear a lot that come from mass mind consciousness. The new keywords that are going around, the new greetings, you know, the new slang, all those words could go into the skin auric field clearing under talking, just like you do with the natal barcode removal and the alien keyword intercept. That goes for smell, everything else that's listed there. It's real basic. So Ron designed these clearings to be basic, but he has the radio show so we can help each other understand the clearings from Ron's point of view. Not always easy. So, okay, Ron, so we'll move to another question. All right, we've got some votes in, Ron, from Monday's show. You mentioned you were going to consider some new conference calls in January. And so the votes are in for Spirit in the Box first, because it's not done nearly as often, and the last time you did that was, let me see, I can look that up real quick, was in April 2017. Okay, then another vote for the removal of sugar ants, excessive appetite, addictions, etc., related to food. So that one you kind of combined with some other teleconference. Okay, then you also had asked for suggestions that people might have of conference call topics they'd like to see here. Experience.
Yeah.
And okay, so here's a suggestion for you. It's shadow bodies. This was for the spirit you mentioned specifically. So there you go. Shadow bodies is a suggestion. So thank you, listeners. These are all going to be noted for Ron, you know, Ron to consider and get back to you on. And then someone liked the idea of the bone density, bone repair, and bone marrow. All in one, or to be incorporated within another body type of conference call. So those are your suggestions, Ron, okay? And then Ron, this month, will be holding a body organ restoration conference call on December 25th. You can go to his website, creationlightship.com, to learn more about it. If you haven't been on it before, it's a very thorough clearing of body parts where the light beams examine them, I understand. And well, you can explain more. You know, just jump right in, Ron. But it's very everyone felt very relieved from heavy densities in deep within their cells when he was done.
Okay, what clearing was that? Because I'm doing battles.
The one you're doing on the 25th at 1 o'clock.
Okay, 25th. Okay, yeah. So what that one is we look at each body organ, the ones that I talk about anyway, and we may get all of them, may not, but you do have time yourself during the call to input one of your body organs if we didn't talk about it or connect to it, and or maybe other body systems possibly. So from there, you know, you're kind of, you may have maybe a half an hour to input what you would like to input, I think. That's what I'll probably do on it. So it'll cover a little bit more than what we're talking about. But if we do miss something or you get on the call, maybe you, you know, maybe on the 20th, maybe you end up with having some type of lung condition, right? And you're already signed up to be in that call. And you go, wow, I hope Ron, you know, does my lungs as a body organ. And, you know, which I will do, but we'll just say that I didn't do that. Then you'd have a half an hour to input your lungs, you know, to help yourself out. So anyway, but I will do heart and lungs for sure on that, and maybe the stomach, intestines, and just things like this here. But anyway, that's what the call is going to be about, is to try to help you out to rebalance these body organs, to give you maybe a little better life, or to help you out with something that's going on with them. And you may not even know what it is, but when we cover an organ, if you have, you know, most organs are unknown to us. You know, we just, if you don't have an ache or pain and everything seems to work, you think that they're in good shape, and they may not be. So that's why we're doing the call. So anyway, it's a very interesting call to me, because we cover a lot and I see a lot. See a lot of procedures being done with people. Can't get too graphic here, but they are being worked with. So it's a great call to be in, and that'll be the 25th, which I believe is a Monday. So.
Yes, it is, Monday the 25th.
That'll be good. And then we have our other call on the 1st of January.
Oh, Ron, are you going to have that on January 1st? That's also a Monday.
Yep.
Are you talking about the New Year's intentions call?
Yep. Yeah, that's the one, yeah. So, and then we got to see what we got to be doing next week, which we'll figure out something, you know.
In January,
yeah. So right now we're in battle, people. There's something out there going on. What's happened the last few weeks is that I put up like billboards, in a sense, out there saying that this is white territory, and the darkness, this energy of whatever it is, just needs to leave, because it's invaded the territory of light, not maybe even realizing it. And so a lot of these things have left here because they found out that they shouldn't be here. Remember, there is a consciousness to that energy, so I just kind of call it like if the light has its sandbox, and this other energy that does not have spirits and light in it is in another sandbox, which we can call darkness. But I don't want to give it too much of an imprinting here, or names of aliens, et cetera, but they're there. And a lot of them didn't really realize that they probably were in the territory of light, because it was really unknown to them, because the light doesn't push back. So if something invaded them, they would probably have, because they work in duality, they work with, someone's invading me, and they'll start pushing back instantly. But the light doesn't do that. It just allows peace. And so the, you know, this universe of light that we're in right now has been contaminated without probably the aliens understanding what they have done, and these groups. So they're given a chance to take their belongings or stuff out of here and to leave. And a lot of them are doing that because they respect, you know, what's going on, and they wouldn't want this to happen to them. There are some that don't want to agree with this here, but somehow we're in battles now, which, you know, I don't like going into. But we're looking for where the satellites that are causing the fires, maybe, you know, the tornadoes, hurricanes, you know, if you look at different things happening, and it doesn't look like it's a man-made thing, well, they're coming from somewhere. So there is some kind of intelligence there. So right now we're looking for all of that. And I shouldn't say the word all, because all the wrong word. We're looking for what we can find and doing terminations now. So if you are, you know, a time-traveling soldier, you may be, working on overtime. So that's what we're doing.
Let me see how much time we have left on the call here. Yeah, we could go out. So here, we'll go out right now. We'll put you in one of the groups if you'd like to do that. We're going out now in ships looking for these things, and you may find yourself seeing laser lights coming at you from the darkness, and you may see some things that may not look too good to you. Might push your emotion button, might make you angry, and different reactions you could be having. Right now we're battling these things, so if you wanted to sit back and relax, you might feel like you're on a video game, you know, hunting down stuff and destroying them. I know they're going to the planet here now looking for stuff. Can't disclose what I'm seeing here. You may have your own particular vision of it. Some people are very intuitive, and you may start seeing pictures of what we're hitting. There's a lot of stuff going on the surface, actually, and then also underground. So that's what we're doing. Just thought I'd let you know, because I'm kind of here and there at the same time right now. So I thought I'd let you have part of my experience, a little bit of it anyway, maybe 1% of it. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Ron, we'll keep the show going while the battles continue behind the scenes. So let's all take a deep breath and relax and know that you know, we're going to be okay. All right, so, Ron, someone sent in a message saying that it's a kind of paranormal. This day in history, in 2004, a company called SpaceX, it's a privately held company, and they successfully launched orbit and recovered a spacecraft.
Very interesting.
Next paranormal from a listener in the UK, and he says that he thinks the aliens are messing with him again. He wants any recommendations for clearing in this matter. What happened was his finances are cut off because his former employer put a bonus paycheck into the wrong account, and he can't get it out to his own account. So he's wondering if he should do timeline crashes on misplaced money or being broke.
I would do a timeline crash for miscommunication.
Miscommunication, okay. Now, here's another...
You know, regarding his checking account, you know?
Yeah, so he needs to put in there reference to his account, bank account.
Yes, and you may want to do a clear the numbers, maybe a timeline crash possibly of your personal bank account.
Clear the numbers, timeline crash, the bank account numbers.
Yeah, remember you have a routing to the bank, but you also have the number that, you know, normally is attached to your check number. So I would do that, just do your bank account number to get that put back into peace and back into balance. So that could work.
You mean the account that's empty or the account that's got the check in the wrong place?
Probably could do both of them.
Mm-hmm. I can see that would be a good thing to do. Well, okay. That's good. We'll move on.
Oh, okay, and then if you have the psychic billboard, that now is probably resonating your frustration and whatever else you're going through. So that now is actually going to be putting out negative energy to you, what people are going to read, because you're upset about it. So you want to get that balanced off. So you want to take your bank account, you know, having zero in it and making that okay for you, so you don't put any opposition up. And then maybe, you know, you have zero in your bank account now, and, you know,
that's where you are, and where you want to be is to have money in your bank account. So you want to say, I've lost money in my bank account.
Anything else, Ron?
That feels good to me.
All right, let's go to the next part of his question. He's been getting help for pain in nerves and legs, and a friend offered, who's a famous healer, to help him. And he says that his illness is karmic in nature. So he works with archangels and the Creator directly.
Forget that.
And
run, don't walk. Yeah, run, don't walk from that. That's all dark energy.
Yeah, his next sentence says, I am really doubtful he works with source light energy, but maybe aliens. So you're saying, yes, run, don't walk.
Yeah, and everything here is karmic in a sense because your body's full of it. That's why you want to clean your body out to get rid of the thoughts of your ancestors, which is judgment. And judgment brings in karma. So, you know, all different ways to look at it. But regardless, ever since judgment and something got, wronged in the past life or something, and I don't work with the spirit because the spirit's cleaned off. So your body now has it. And now you're in the body. And since you own your body in a sense because you live in it, then that means that your body is, and you are responsible, you being your body, you know, because remember, you can hurt yourself. It's not your spirit doing that, you know, or anything else outside of yourself. It's you hurting yourself if you have an accident. So you need to realize that everything is inside of you, and you want to clean that out to get back into peace and to get back into balance. And I would guess if you have done a few clearings, like we recommend doing, and you still don't have maybe resolve, we do have that, I think it's a negativity clearing possibly and a judgment clearing. You might want to try those. It might work in a different aspect because when we clear the energetic bodies, that should give great relief, but sometimes you may have something else going on. So you might just try those, you know, as a suggestion. And then if you have stuff that's reoccurring all the time, we have that, it's a complicated name for me.
Recurring
event, yeah.
Event, I just barcode removal.
Yeah, I should have just called it the shit happens clearing. That always comes up. I can go, shit, I can't say shit happens on the radio. And then I got to try to think of that name. But yeah, that's the one. So you have things that recycle in your life, okay? Where maybe you lost your wallet or your purse and it happens every month or something. And you keep beating yourself up on it. Or maybe you keep having accidents or doing something or things keep happening to you. You know, you may want to do that clearing because it could be a barcode put on you, a barcode to get activated over and over and over again. And, you know, that would be then put into your psychic billboard. Remember, the psychic billboard is what you're dealing with. So all of a sudden, things start happening to you, and right away it goes into your psychic billboard, and people read that. And they go, ah, this person's a victim. Okay, well, let's see, you know. They lost their wallet. Maybe I can pickpocket their wallet or something, you know, because it's in your psychic billboard that this is going to happen to you. And they go, wow, this is an opening for me to come in. I'm reading that, and this is what they want to have happen because it's in the psychic billboard. You're displaying that to everybody. So that means that you're probably a victim. And, you know, maybe you're meek or something, and you're in fear, and you keep doing stupid things to have this happen to you. So anyway, that's why the psychic billboard is put up. So that clearing does actually a lot more than people think. But if you have stuff happening to you and you wonder why, then check out your psychic billboard because you're interacting with physical people here and they are reading your energy field, which is in your psychic billboard. And that clearing is $20 for the month. So, you know, if you have things not happening right for you, you feel disempowered or something, what's your psychic billboard saying? is people are going to respond to you according to what they are reading from you. So, back to you.
Okay, psychic billboard clearing recommended. Thank you. Okay, so we have another recommendation for a January conference call. And this person has an idea of offering a full body implant sweep.
Oh, that sounds good, too. So
yeah.
I'll probably take these suggestions and see which ones. I'll probably look at these to do in the first 2 months then.
Okay.
Because I know I have an expo in Los Angeles the first week, end of the first week, we'll say, in February. That's one at LAX Hilton Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles. And then after that, we can probably do something maybe on, you know, one of the Saturdays. So typically all the Saturday calls will be the special ones, and they're all going to be at 1 o'clock Pacific. The only exception to a special call is the one on the 25th coming up this month. So back to you.
Well, Ron, we have a very nice testimonial from someone who was able to put together a letter. It's rather long. It's regarding the brain cell rejuvenation call you did on November 25th, just a few weeks ago. And so anyway, they're just saying that they had interesting experiences. They had images come to their awareness. They could actually see their brain, described it here in this letter, and they saw a black, shiny goo pouring out of it. Then it just dissipated, and it left their brain looking bluish clean. Okay, then, so it's neat that they could see that, and then they described something like a starfish, kind of a silver, was squeezed out slowly, and they could actually feel and see silver tentacles with dark red, black stripes throughout, and many microspikes on the bottom clinging onto the brain surface. Yet it was just removed very gently by the light beam.
Oh, boy,
so
that's great.
Yeah, then he said that right after that, he could breathe with his brain, and it was like it was ventilated in a way.
Yeah, I understand that one. Yes, very good.
So
I'll do one part. Do you have any more to read on that?
He just said that the brain was infested with alien parasites, and he would recommend all your clearings. And he was very shocked at how deceptive that the alien creatures were clinging to the brain, how deviously dark they were, and how much difference it made. So that's what he recommends, the clearings. The calls.
Right. Okay, I'll do one of those brain partitions right now for people. So you may be listening and weren't on that call. Maybe you couldn't be on it. Maybe you're a brand new listener. So I'm going to do one partition clearing right now. So here we go. I'm going to count to 100 and just see how effective that is. May have to go a little bit longer, but sit back and relax. You may feel your brain being worked with. And you may feel like you have a little more continuity with your thought patterns. That's just the easiest way for me to explain this. So here we go. 1, 2, and this will not work on the archives. So I'm going to say that the brain partition will not work on the archives, just for the people listening right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. I'm getting pretty warm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-100, and doing this again here. And some of those tentacles could be going into your eyes also. So you probably have seen alien movies where something pops on the top of somebody's head around their face. Looks like some type of crab energy or something, or worse. And this is sort of what we're dealing with here, to get rid of this stuff and also connect that one partition. You have many partitions, but this is one of them. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-60. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-70. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-80. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-90. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-100. I'll do this one more time for you. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-60. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-70. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-80. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-90. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-100. Okay, this could take you a little while maybe to maybe integrate this. It might be instant for you. You may feel even better when you wake up tomorrow and have a little more awareness, connecting your thoughts together, we'll say, and the brain functioning. So back to you, Kathy.
Ron, that felt like quite a substantial sample healing for brain. Maybe because
yes,
I needed
it.
Yes, it was. Well, listeners, you might want to feel your head to see how it might be physically feeling. Mine is fiery hot on top and pleasantly warm on my face, whereas before it was actually kind of cold. So I do sense that energy stirring and being cleared out. And I'm very anxious for it to go. Well, let's just let Ron know, once we've let this integrated, how we feel. Tomorrow, there's another radio show on Station 2, 7 o'clock Pacific Time on BBS Radio, Station 2. And Ron just asked for some comments on this substantial sample of a brain rejuvenation healing, removing alien critters. So, Ron, we just got a friendly reminder from another listener that you were going to squeeze in another part two of the brain rejuvenation conference call sometime this year. So maybe we should add that to the list of the next 2 months to plan for.
Yeah, that does sound great. Yes,
Yes, part
and
two
also,
of four.
I also
four.
Want to do the room, your bedroom or bed or house light infusion too, which will be for the new earth, putting you into the new earth there. Maybe that'll be the third month or something. Fourth month.
Okay.
This would be mainly for people who just got on or who couldn't do it before, or maybe you might want to add some more energy to it. I don't know.
Yes.
So anyway.
Yes, they're such reasonably priced conference calls and so valuable. I mean, it's just and you can even be absentee and still have it be very, just as effective. So it's a win-win in that sense. Someone just wrote in to thank you very much for the alien clearing you did at the beginning of the show. They were being blocked. They couldn't get on the show tonight. They could not get on through the phone line either. And so they weren't able to tune in until around quarter after. But she wanted to share some lyrics to a Bob Dylan song she heard this week. And it goes, there's two lines. It goes like this, Ron. Things have changed. That's the name of the song. All the truths of the world are just one big lie.
Yep.
So remember,
we'll be finding those... more about the big lie.
Yeah, it's like your other song on the website, Sounds of Silence. A lot of truth in those songs. Okay, thank you for your submission, and I'm glad you were able to get back on and didn't give up. Someone has a remark about the brain clearing, Ron. They say they're coughing and yawning. They didn't even react that much on the actual brain rejuvenation call on November 25th, so they appreciate that. So something's happening there. Maybe you found something else there, Ron.
Yeah, very possible, yes, uh-huh.
They have a pattern of coming back, those alien critters. Okay, so someone's asking when the...
we got a little bit of time. Maybe you can do one more question or something or a testimonial. Maybe we'll do the mind to heart drop.
Okay. Here's a quick question, possibly. Well, here's a testimonial that someone shared a couple weeks ago, that they have a difficult time with family members, where, and they must have chosen that because they're not part of their equation any longer and vice versa. They've changed. They were taking better care of themselves and their finances. Being more selfish wasn't well received with the family. She's been with Ron and the Creation Light Chip for a long time, but sometimes it's hard to accept what you're saying or doing. So she's become the ultimate loner. Now she's not minding it most of the time. So, yeah. Then if you've been with Ron any period of time, you understand that being alone has its benefits over being part of the group, one of the gang. And
yeah, just by being one of the gang, we'll say you're always energetically quartered to all these people. So once you realize that, you know, there's different ways to talk about things. But once you realize that, then you want to have that released.
So, Ron, maybe we should announce before too much time goes by that tomorrow begins the physical body rejuvenation intensives. Tomorrow is December 9th, and that will start the Ascension Preparation Healing Session that Ron has every month. On the 9th, it starts at 1 o'clock Pacific time, and that's where Ron also activates healing waters that are especially beneficial to the body. So you can call in live or attend as a registered absentee. You can just send Ron an email saying you're going to be there but not on the phone. So then the physical body rejuvenation continues on the following Sunday, the 10th of December, the 17th of December, and the 24th of December. And those are seven-hour healing sessions that begin at 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. And it is always advised that you call in about 6-7 minutes ahead if you're going to want to call in ahead. Otherwise, you can send Ron a quick email with your name in the subject line saying, my name, registered absentee, and he'll include you. So, okay, Ron, so over to you for any other comments or suggestions or healings you want to do as we close.
No, that's kind of it. If you want to, from being on this call, I want to stay for a certain amount of time fighting the aliens right now, searching for things that they're trying to bring in, and those satellites that are harming the Earth here, and also whatever we're doing. You can be on the call tonight, or be there anyway. There's different time zones, but I'll just say that if you want to stay on a observation mode or whatever that you're doing now, I would think probably where I am, you could probably, I'll give you 12 hours of this year. So if you wish to be engaged, you can be fighting the aliens for 12 hours and then you'll be let loose. So some people, there may only be a few out there who want to do it this long, but like I said, this is your only revenge to these things. But I thought the battles were over quite a while ago, and now they're coming back in with this destruction stuff. So, but anyway, here we go, everybody. Let's do the mind of heart drop. So you can be enlisted, in a sense, for 12 hours if you wish. If you don't want to, then just say, no, I want to come back here, and maybe you're bi-located. And here we go. So mind of heart drop. You need to command your spirit out loud. So here you go. You say, and I'll command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. Here we go. So dropping down. Counting from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. Blessings and have a wonderful evening. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, listeners. And thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Bye, everybody.